Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ooh, baby, I love the goss.
Don't you know? And apparently goss might be good for us.
Goss is good. We are talking award shows, red carpet, BFs, and new hosts of Drag Race Down Under, and so much more.
A little politics, a little feedback, and a little conjecture.
With a G, a diamond shout out.
And a bottom anthem.
Oh, this show has it all.
Are you ready to goss it out?
You know damn well, sis.
Gossing it out.
Goss it out.
M.
Oh.
M. Mom.
Welcome back for another steaming,
piping,
scalding serving of hot goss.
Oh, goss.
This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's get into some
hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Champion! Greatest of them all! Champion! Podcast for the balls! Wow,
we
congratulations.
Are winners again. The Queerty for outstanding podcast, outstanding performance in the podcast genre medium.
Mm-hmm. Extra large.
We won again. And
The fans, we have to thank the fans.
I was shocked.
Girl, me too. I voted for Delta every single day. And then I reposted
for Delta. I voted
for Delta
a bunch.
I did not post the Race Chaser link once to vote, but you fans are amazing. Thank you for putting us in your ears, in your homes, in your cars, in your wherever you put us. We appreciate you. And thank you for supporting us. Thank you for being a mom.
I was really surprised. I was really surprised. And, you know, it's like, you know how these things are. It's a clicking contest. It is what it is. And so I thought, oh, the Queerties is probably going to spread it out and like give it to, you know, like on Drag Race. We're very Drag Race minded. So we're like, you can't give the win to the same girl every week because then the show isn't, you know, has no peaks and valleys. So
I mean, there was
thought,
this one time where a girl won six times, I heard.
Was it me?
Yeah.
I don't think I won six times. I think I won like four times.
No, you won six times on All Stars, didn't you?
I think that was Ben de la Creme, but...
Oh, same thing.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go because, you know, the girls from the musical are all going. I want to just like, you know, go and support Jinx and, you know, see her there.
You want to see the new mug?
Yes, I wanted to see the new mug. I wanted to go. I was not expecting us to win. I thought they're going to spread it around. They're going to give it to someone else this year because we've won a lot of times.
You either win it or you had it.
How many times in a row?
We won it twice. And then we won again for something else later. I think maybe three times. I have two.
Is this our third?
The AAA Girls documentary won.
That's what it was. We've won twice for podcasts and then once for a AAA Girls Award.
And Alaska,
oh, really?
Didn't you win for the musical?
Oh, yes. Drag the Musical won, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we'll
I was genuinely shocked and surprised.
I see you're wide-eyed with excitement.
That is... those are my glasses.
Oh, those
my
are glasses. Your glasses.
My glasses.
Are they Aria? Because Aria just did a googly eye collection.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, they did all googly eyes head to toe on stuff. It's really cool. Fashion.
Designer.
Well, what did you wear? Speaking of, like, what is this trench?
those, I found that on Melrose, and I was like, it was one of those, times where you go into one of those shops on Melrose and they have all the fucking exquisite and the goth and the this and the everything, and it's just like sickening. And they were like, why don't you try this on? I was like, there's no way I'm buying a fucking sequin fucking trench coat. And then I was like, this fits great. The queerties are coming up. Maybe I should just get it. So I did.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
It was gay matrix.
I very much love it. I think you look beautiful. Was there anyone there that you were surprised that won?
I left promptly after our award was given out.
Oh, she said no press at this time.
Well, girl, we have podcasting and then I have rehearsal for 12 hours. So, like, I'm not trying to be like... I'm like, I'm not drinking because of my fucking eye and I'm trying to get better. So I'm like, what am I going to do?
Wait, you can't drink because of your eye?
I can drink, but it makes it worse. So I'm not going to.
Wait, forever?
Well, drinking is inflammatory. Not forever.
Have you tried the thing where you go and get frozen for a minute? Because inflammation is the cause of most problems in the body. And being frozen for a second helps deflame stuff a lot. And
you only see what your eyes want to see.
Like cryo?
Yeah, I never say it right, so that's why I don't say it.
Do they do your face or just your body?
Bitch, your whole thing is in there. So you put on mittens and then a little hat. Do it. I've done it and I loved how I felt. It wasn't like the boat show. I know a girl that did it and she liked it.
Send me your cryo clinic. Where is that?
It's right at Crescent Heights and Sunset, like in that movie theater Trader Joe's spot. It's called Nextel Health.
See, that when girl's head your is in here. She's just not in a chamber. Open.
Well,
she's
that's
just,
how they take the picture.
He's just sitting in ice.
No, that's not
it. I'm not doing that.
That's not it. It's a room that you go in, and there's a glass wall, and you can see, and it's not scary.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're frozen.
That's not
Pause
it.
Studio?
Maybe it is, but that wasn't it before. That's...
I'll try anything. Yeah, I'm antibiotics right
health.
Now.
It's next
they
health
got
West.
Me like they got me on all the things. So
what are could you be patches again? Fashion patches, fashion eye patches.
I can't be patches for the musical. It doesn't work for my
that
character.
Would be a little Spencer's gifts.
I am just going to wear makeup once the show starts. That's just how it's going to be. But I'm trying to get my eye in shape. But anyway, I don't, those sorts of shows and events fill me with anxiety. The whole time I'm kicking and screaming to get there. Then I got there and it was fun. And I had a great spot where I could sit down and I could see the show kind of from the side and behind, but there were screens everywhere.
Your acceptance speech, did you cry?
I didn't cry, but I said Willem wished she could be here, but she's having FFS and a BBL at the same time, so she's going to be here.
Which am I getting on which, though?
Right. She's getting a BBL on her face and FFS on her asshole.
Yes, definitely. No. I voted for Delta every single time, and I'm sorry she did not win, but I agree that we have a wonderful podcast, and I'm happy
I also dedicated our win to Delta.
Good. Yeah. Good. She would have wanted it that way.
Yeah.
The in other
but
award
thank
shows,
you, Queer Tea, and thank you to everyone out there for voting, and because I'm proud of our product.
Me too. Now, did
this
you
is
get
something
a,
we built from the ground up, Mama?
Did you get a picture on the backdrop in the Step and Repeat? Was there a dog food sponsor this year?
I don't know if there's a dog food sponsor. Okay. Purina. Good.
One year there was a dog food sponsor, and I was like, I am not posting a dog food on my behind me.
Purina would be
making the girls
such...
think I'm barking. The barking beautiful. The barking beauty.
Ellen Barkin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Purina Switch. Would be such a good drag name, don't you think?
I think it would be concise for some girls and appropriate.
Purina.
Purina.
It's so pretty.
Or kibble. Kibble Gibber.
Kibble Gibbler.
Did you watch the Oscars?
I caught the tail end of it.
That's what I tell my trade. I did not see any of it. I didn't watch. I didn't even look at the dresses that the girls wore. I was so busy. But I heard that Robert Downey Jr. won. Davina Joy Randolph won. Cillian Murphy. Emma Stone. La La Land.
And the winner is La La Land. No. Well, we lost.
It's Moonlight.
Why don't we go talk about this fucking rainbow spotlight? We got a letter that says, "Hi, moms. I have a brand new Power Bottom anthem song called Ride. I would love to be a part of the rainbow spotlight. I feel like this song will speak to so many gays, especially Willem. Thanks, gals. Grant Brett." So let's take a listen to this song called Ride. I'm gonna show you all that I can do. I'm gonna make all your dreams come true. I'm gonna give it up to you. I'm gonna show you what this boy can do, do, do. I'm gonna give you the light of your life. I'm gonna make you come, come on. La 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 la. Let me ride, bounce, bounce, bounce all night. La 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 la. Let me ride, come, come, come inside. I won't let one drop go, go, go to waste. I want it all on my face. La 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 la. Let me ride.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones. And, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite, and you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take down time and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you, and then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
We are back.
Yes, we're back.
Sometimes conjecture happens on this podcast, and sometimes it's correct conjecture.
Baby, the whispers in the Willems are authentic and blowing. Because I reported this months ago.
It is confirmed that Michelle Visage will be hosting Drag Race Down Under next season. RuPaul's going to be in the bunker. She can't do it.
I don't understand why a drag ally is the host of a drag show. This is... I don't get it. This is like...
Oh, come on.
No, this is like someone who... who enjoys painting, hosting an art competition. Like, but they're not a painter. Yeah. And they don't have the ability to paint.
She has earned her due. She has been on that panel by RuPaul's side for over a decade.
That doesn't make her a drag queen. Why would you have someone who is not a drag queen hosting a drag show?
Is she not in drag when she's on the panel?
No, she's not. Does she call herself a drag queen? I don't think
she in a wig?
Yes.
Is she in eyelashes?
Yes.
Okay.
Is she a drag queen?
Is she wearing heavy cosmetics?
Yes. But that's because she's a whore, not a drag queen.
Oh my God.
I don't understand why there are hundreds of drag queens in the world, some of them very famous, like Courtney Act or Vanity. Or Queen Kong, and they're not hosting Drag Race Australia. Because last season of Drag Race Australia was abysmal. I thought the whole show was going to be scrapped based on how much RuPaul was not entertained by the girls and how bad the Snatch Game was. And now they have Michelle hosting, who's not a drag queen. Like, it's like having someone who has celiacs hosting a baking competition.
I don't know that that's an apt comparison.
Well... It's a limiting factor. They don't do drag. Michelle does not do drag.
Now, tell me this. Are there people who don't play football who are sports commentators? Yes.
Yeah, but then it's like is that purple or grape? No one gives a shit about that aubergine shit. I don't think that people want to see Michelle Visage host a drag show. I know on Bots, I showed it, and she sang Follies. Am I losing my mind?
I think they are going to try it out, and I can't wait to see how it goes.
This will be the last season. This will be the last season.
Well,
they probably had the studio for four seasons.
Maybe it will be a huge success.
It could be, yeah. It could be, depending on the caliber of talent they get. But why isn't Courtney there? This is idiotic. Everybody, if you're listening to this, please tweet World of Wonder, Instagram them, do something, and tell them that Courtney Act should be the host of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, or at least a panelist. It's a gross oversight. It's a blight on your history that you do not have Courtney Act hosting.
I think that we are very aware that that's not going to happen.
I know, but I...
Personal reasons between RuPaul and Courtney Act, whatever they even are, but there is a personal rift there, which that's how show business works.
Well, that's riffraff. I think
it's
everybody
not about fairness or equity. It's about, do they fucking like you or do they not like you?
Or even having a drag queen host a drag queen program. It's not about that either. Okay. It's not about representation where it matters as a figurehead. It's not about having... Well, you know what? I'm going to shut up. I just wanted World of Wonder to remind themselves that they have apt candidates, local hires in the Down Under region, and they're ignoring them. Like, if you hate Courtney, do something even worse and hire her best friend, Vanity. Like, come on. That's how to really get Courtney. That's how to get her.
This is starting to make sense.
World of Wonder, hire me. Come on. I mean,
Michelle told Entertainment Weekly, "Thank you, RuPaul, for entrusting me with one of your beloved shows. The color, humor, and outrageousness of Down Under drag holds a special place in my heart. I'm ready to do everything in my power to encourage these beautiful queens to believe in themselves and let their inner light shine through." The season will be coming out later this year.
Should we cover it on Race Chaser?
Should we cover it on Race Chaser?
I mean, no. Depends okay. on the girls. Depends on the girls. If they have Queen Kong back, I will be speaking on it.
Speak on that.
Speak on that, honey. I also want to let everybody know that it's starting.
Oh, you're reading RuPaul's book.
The House of Hidden Meanings.
The House of Hidden Meanings.
The whole mansion of hidden meanings, honey.
The bunker. The bunker of hidden meanings.
The bunker of very apparent...
the bunker of very apparent
inferences.
Lies. Yes. RuPaul is on her book tour, and she's doing tons of press and talking to people who she has no idea who they are. She hopes to forget them as soon as she is done with talking to them. I saw this podcast where she looks like a turtle who just came out of a 100-year hibernation.
She looks like E.T.
Girl, I know. And not
she
like
is.
Fat. She's she-ty. She-ty.
The podcast is called Call Her Daddy. Should we have a setup like that?
No.
I like to steal from the most famous podcasts, you know.
Trixie and Katya?
No, like Call Her Daddy, which is
I've never heard of
huge,
Call Her Daddy.
Like huge in the straight world, not
those
like
people
just
aren't
huge
real.
In the gay world.
They're not real.
Well, they're fucking millions of streams, I would say, suggest otherwise.
Do you? So the thing about
Hogwash.
That setup is that includes a wide shot that's full body every no. time you're on camera.
That's
that
what
is
I'm
so
that's
fine
what I'm,
with me. I will wear sweatpants. This is what I'm talking. The stealing from the successful people in our field means wearing sweatpants, having a fucking nice comfy thing, a chair, a shelf, a shelf behind with merchandise that says our name on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little ramekin behind. Let's steal note for note.
I would like
I'm down.
I would like a rim chair and then a hogwash,
okay.
which is a showering station where I could wash myself.
Let's
wash my mouth out when I sit on the bed.
A rim chair.
And the hogwash.
You know what? Everyone out there, please tweet World of Wonder and say, please, can we get Willem a rim chair? Please.
Yeah.
This is important. Yeah, it is a miscarriage of, what did you call it? A blight. It is a blight on history.
Girl, our sister got a man.
Ooh.
Sasha Colby got a man. His
Sasha
fitness
Colby
professional. Ben
in a tree.
Konigsberg. T-O-P-P-I-N-G.
From Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Well,
old
good.
Tattoos
she's
on the neck.
She's going Facebook official.
Yeah, she went to the Elton John AIDS Foundation Academy Awards viewing party hosted by my drag daughters, Neil Patrick Harris and David Burtka. And she had her boyfriend there with her.
Aww.
They've been together for about 6 months. And they met when she was celebrating Pride in Hawaii. I love this for her. She looks happy, resplendent, satisfied.
Go off.
He's a tall mother. Man. He is a tall man.
Well. Yep.
We like
girl.
It.
Mm-hmm. Enough about the 6 feet. Tell me about the 5 inches.
Girl, climb the Colby tree.
Absolutely. Happy for her. Love that. And Facebook official. Why don't we go ahead and
Well, you put up the formal wear picture. You didn't show us all these other pictures.
He's a fitness professional.
So uh-huh.
He's doing fitness.
I'd love.
There were some. There we go.
Uh-huh.
Oh
baby.
He's fitness. He's up in the gym working on his fitness.
Yeah, exactly.
She's my witness. I blow kisses.
I'm Jinx-alicious. Why don't we go ahead and take a break, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
And we are back, and this is a segment of the show where we like to do our part and be representatives in the House of Podcasts. And
representation is the most important thing in drag.
Representation matters, which is why they should have a cis female hosting drag shows at all times, especially on TV. World of Wonder, Michelle Visage.
This is a section we call...
Let's get political. I wanna get political. Let me see your policy.
I don't want to get political after hearing that rendition.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I don't want to get. I don't want to get physical. I don't want to get political.
I got PV throat.
I don't want to get metaphysical.
Quantum physical?
Maybe quantum. We have an update. Maybe a girl did not win her election. However, she had a really good showing.
Amanda.
And we are proud of her for being a candidate in there who is not, who's not owned by huge corporate money. And she got a decent percentage of the votes. Mm-hmm. And then somebody, you know, somebody with the dollars,
dark dollars,
came in and took it. But
we have good news. More queers than ever were elected right now. The proportion.
Okay.
More queers than ever exist.
Well, we can change that if we elect as a podcast voting body. But actually, the proportion of U.S. adults identifying as LGBTQ+ has continued to increase, reaching a new high of 7.6% in the latest Gallup poll released Wednesday morning. That's up from 7.2% in the poll that came out a year ago, from 5.6% 4 years ago, and 3.5% in 2012, which was Gallup's first year of measuring sexual orientation and transgender identity.
The doors we've opened.
Mm-hmm. And they're Dutch doors, so we can cool pies on the top and have glory holes on the bottom. Gallup seeks out this information because it's important to document that and how it's changing, Jeffrey M. Jones tells The Advocate, who works at Gallup. Jones is a senior editor and author of analysis for the latest findings. The numbers are drawn from phone surveys conducted by Gallup in 2023, reaching 12,000 American adults. The polling organization asked respondents whether they identify as heterosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or something else. Overall, 85.6% identified as straight or heterosexual.
Can I check all of the boxes just to really throw off the finding?
I don't know how you would check it on a phone poll, but you could try. 7.6% choose one or more identities within the LGBTQ+ community, and 6.8% decline to say. Obstinate.
Abstinent.
You know what? I'll take this survey, but I'm not going to answer. I'm just going to waste your time on the phone.
Yeah, that's obstinate.
The 6.8%, we can claim them too.
Yeah,
they're just in the closet.
Yeah, or maybe they're on like the prescription cycle for like whatever they get down in PV when they're here.
Girl, this is just, I mean, this makes sense to me because everybody is kind of in the umbrella a little bit probably, or most people or a lot of people.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in a cumbrella.
And now the world is kind of more accepting, so more people are like willing to be like, well, yeah, that's how I am.
I mean, the drag community is so accepting that we have a straight woman hosting drag shows in Australia.
Wow. How do you feel about that?
I'm so happy about it. I'm so happy that this woman has these opportunities because it is International Women's Day, and I'm so glad for Michelle Visage.
I don't think it's Women's Day right now, but it did happen recently.
How wonderful for Michelle Visage.
Oh
Celebrating her.
Lady Gaga defending Dylan Mulvaney. The two shared a photo shoot for International Women's Day, and some bigots had some strong reactions. And Lady Gaga said, not on my watch, not on my watch. She said, it's appalling to me that a post about National Women's Day by Dylan Mulvaney and me would be met with such vitriol and hatred. When I see a newspaper reporting on hatred but calling it backlash, I feel it is important to clarify that hatred is hatred, and this kind of hatred is violence. Backlash would imply that people who love or respect Dylan and me didn't like something we did. This is not backlash. This is hatred. I feel very protective in this moment, not only of Dylan, but of the trans community who continues to lead the way with their endless grace and inspiration in the face of constant degradation, intolerance, and physical, verbal, and mental violence. I certainly do not speak for this community, but I have something to say. I hope all women will come together to honor us all for International Women's Day. And may we do that always until the day that all women are celebrated equally, that all people are celebrated equally, a day where people of all gender identities are celebrated on whichever holiday speaks to them, because people of all gender identities and races deserve peace and dignity.
She's talking about Michelle Visage.
That's so good. Mother is really mothering.
I'm pretty sure Bayard Rustin wrote that speech. It's amazing. It's galvanizing. It makes me want to go into the streets and march with a full face of House Labs. I love
mother-mothered.
Mother-mothered.
She had to step in and mother. It's very true, though, like calling it like backlash. It's like, but she didn't do anything like.
To incite a lash.
Backlash is like when you do something fucked up and
you get
people,
back a lash. Like a whipping. Not a wispy. Oh.
Well, yes, exactly. It's when you put lashes on the back of your eyes.
that's how you got that infection. Damn, bitch.
Backlash implies that you do something fucked up.
And that,
like,
you're
when
getting
Dave Chappelle makes a fucking transphobic joke on his comedy special, there's a backlash because people are like, wait a second now.
Wait
this
a second.
This is fucked up.
You can't do that. Your trans friend died. You can't make jokes about him. Remember his friend died?
No, and, I don't.
Oh, yeah. He had a trans friend who died. And he's like, oh, yeah, she's dead.
Oh, dear.
That was his one friend who said the joke was good.
Oh.
We love Lady Gaga.
She just posted a picture with somebody who's her friend.
Yeah. It's all she did. And people came for her. Crazy. I don't understand.
Yeah. So wacko to me.
Straight people are nuts. Not the ones that listen. You guys are cool. And not Michelle Visage.
And it's not even just straight people. It's like really radicalized people.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry I lump you all together sometimes, straight people, but I know I wouldn't be here without a straight person. Most of us came from a woman.
There's a lot of really good straight people out there.
Yeah, some of them are great.
Like Michelle Visage, who's hosting Australia's Drag Race.
So you're saying she's good?
She is good.
Oh, she's not great.
She is great.
Oh, okay. Now she's great.
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen her hair? It's sickening.
Have you ever? Yeah, that's not her hair. It's a wig.
Well, exactly.
You know what? When someone tells me they like my hair, I tell them, thanks, Zach Killian or Cynthia Loomsey. It's not her hair. She didn't do it. I'm tired of drag queens not getting opportunities they should get. Tired.
Oh, that's our job.
We should be the red carpet hosts of every show. Every news outlet should have a drag queen hosting fashion. It makes sense. We are fashion.
Well,
we should be people. We should be meteorologists.
Gale Weathers.
We should
Speaking of Gale, can I play you this clip from Gale King in CBS Sunday Morning News?
Crystal
in the middle
Gale?
Of my diatribe? Sure.
Yes, please play it.
Please.
Researchers from Stanford and the University of Maryland, my alma mater, say the average person spends an hour per day talking about others. They say this can have social benefits, including helping people decide who to associate with, helping people bond together and helping them cooperate. There is one red flag, they say, that gossip is only helpful if it's true. They said gossip can validate our emotions. We feel like we have prized information that others will find valuable because we're social creatures naturally drawn to each other. Mm-hmm. The biggest misconception that gossip is always negative, not true. The primary reason people do it is because they really just want to make sense of our environment. Being a gossip.
New study shows gossip is a good thing.
Healthy. And I'm pretty sure that they said it's mostly true.
That's like the studies that say, oh, red wine is good for your heart. It's like, okay, yes, in proper amounts. I think if anything is out of balance and out of whack, then it can become like toxic and bad. If you eat too many peanuts, you'll get sick.
Really?
Probably. You'd shit weird.
Honey, I shit nut all the time.
I like that they made the distinction that gossip. She didn't say gossip is good. She said talking about other people is good. And when it's true, that it's good.
Well, let us be glad. Which I think let us is be grateful. Fair. We're good.
I think talking shit about people and, you know, ka-ka-da-ka-ka-ka and like, ooh, I heard this about this person. I think it can get carried away and become something that is like not really good for you.
That would be a great drag name. Carrie and then D'Way. Carrie DeWay. Yeah.
She won the Oscar for Oppenheimer.
I love that. I'm happy for her. Gayle King, when she came to Titanic, she was downstairs in our dressing room area and it was about to start and they were like putting her in her seat last because, you know, people tend to pollinate around celebrities. And she was about to go up and she's like, oh, there's an elevator. Gayle does not do stairs. Gayle has bad knees. And I was like, I love anyone who speaks about themselves in the third person. It's just funny. She's like,
I love that.
Gayle has bad knees.
Well, Alaska and Willem take breaks. So
bad eyes.
Alaska and Willem are going to take a break right now. We are back, and it is time for us to go spelunking,
unking.
Deep inside the DMs. Ow.
Itch. It looks like art. Are you piercing yourself on the diamonds? Is Miss Emma Frost shooting at you?
Because we have a diamond shout out. It got lost in the mail. Wow. Mm-hmm. They pay $1,000 a week and we don't even listen to their fucking emails. Wow.
It got lost in the shuffle. My apologies.
It's okay. Well, this is their moment and I want them to have it. This is from a diamond level listener.
Wow.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello.
Like a diamond sound effect. Like a fierce diamond sound effect.
Like diamonds in the sky.
This is for Alaska on Race Chaser. Oh, so now why am I in it?
Hello.
I created a reel on Instagram inspired by Alaska's lyrics on Slay My Name, the remix by Priyanka, Shay, Alaska, and Lemon. Here's my link to the reel, and it's the first pinned reel on my page at Fat Boy Bay. Priyanka has already given her approval, and it would be the perfect Christmas gift to know that Alaska saw it. Thank you, and Prissy Kissness, Kurt. Do you have it?
I do. Christmas in March. You know what I mean?
Honey, mm-hmm. We are always current.
Baby, I'm Joe March.
Wait, I think I've seen this.
Hey, Santa, come on, sit on my lap. You've got a beard and a belly, and I like that. Up on the North Pole, it must get kind of lonely. But like the dream girls, we got one night only. I want to give you everything you want. And I think that you might be 100. I'll take you around the world and I'll never ever fail ya. It's cold here, but it's summer in Australia. Oh, look at me go.
This should have been the music video, bitch. This is wonderful. Oh my God, thank you. Oh my God, do a full length version. That's so good.
Holiday hippity hoppity revelry. I love it.
He's like, you know, 6 feet tall and he's got this resplendent belly and he's dressed as like Santa. And then like there's this other guy who's like 4 feet tall.
No. Little 4 foot twink like, deather.
He's like with an some elf. Wispy.
Yeah.
And he's like rubbing his belly and like, oh, I love this. It's so good. Thank you for that. Fat Boy Bay on Instagram. Thank you, Kurt. And thank you for bringing the Christmas spirit to the month of March.
Kissy Christmas. The next message comes from Johnny. Hello, Duchess Thunderfuck, Countess Belli, and Lord Dipper. This is Johnny, the guy who found the Team Alaska Team Jinx Season 5 promo pins in his sex toy drawer. Last week's Let's Get Political slapcase segment filled me with such intense gay rage. Flames, flames, flames on the side of my face. I host I host a weekly trivia night and remembered that Erica Jane's Expensive was on the event's Spotify playlist. I wasted no time in deleting it off the playlist. There she's not go. Getting one more pink cent from me. Photo proof of the removal during Hot Goss. Yes, he sent it. Alaska, I was so glad I skipped a performance with the Boston Gay Men's Chorus in December to sit front row as you sang Dreams to me. The snow globe brightens up my day. Keep bringing the weekly scuttlebutt. Hope you all come to P-Town this summer. Johnny.
And here's a picture with Johnny nude at a computer desk with a mouse, a corded mouse, because, you know, sometimes you got to get work done and you need a mouse. Mm-hmm. And Johnny is nude at his desk chair with a bracelet on, and the Alaska snow globe recently shooken up. The snow is, you know, going and covering his, genitals. Is that a purple nail?
I think it is a lavender lacquer on his nail.
Lavender lacquer. She's on season 17, I think.
You think someone could sit on that?
Yeah.
There are people who take a lot of things. It is glass. It is. So I wouldn't recommend sitting on it or putting it inside of your body. Because I've seen that one video.
Mm.
But
with your good eye.
I think this is a fair usage of it. Just, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for supporting the gay community and removing Erica from your scope.
Yeah.
Because what she did is bad and what she's doing is bad. And any gay makeup artists out there who paint her or hair people who do her or people that style her, just know that she's capable of very dark deeds and she fucked over Marco and Chris and she will fuck over other people if she's given the opportunity because she's only out for herself. She has terrible music and she's not a good person. She looks great, but that's only because of the gay people around her. That's the only reason we like her. And the doctor who carved up her face, too, because she didn't look like that before.
Well, our next message comes from DK.
It does.
Dorit's husband, DK. Oh, that's PK. Dear our beautiful moms, I've recently realized as a performer I need to be taking better care of my skin. So I figured why not reach out to the dolls that inspired me to do drag in the first place because I am a diamond doll. Tee-hee. Mm-hmm. So what you do to take care of your skin both in and out of drag? And how do you get your makeup to last when on stage? And what about the removing process? I've been playing around with setting spray and primers, but I haven't had luck. I also have heard that Got to Be Freeze Spray holds makeup. Ooh. Is that something either of you have heard or tried? And in terms of removing drag makeup, I used to use Clorox, but my drag mom and everyone else yelled at me for that. So I don't know what to use now. What the fuck? You're punking us, bro. Anyways, thanks for the help, dolls. And thanks for all that you do with the pod. Much love. Deadly Kamikaze from Boston. Wait, I recognize that name. Deadly Kamikaze. They were at a show of mine when I was in Boston.
Nice. I don't use setting spray or primer, and I don't use hairspray on my face either.
But don't use hairspray on your face. It's alcohol based, and that's typically not good for skin.
Yeah, it's dry.
Don't use Clorox anywhere on your body ever.
How do you get in and out of makeup? What do you put on before or after you shave from that process?
I don't use a primer either. I don't use like an all-over primer.
Do you put moisturizer on before your makeup?
I do. Me too. Typically. So that creates sort of a little bit of a barrier. But if you do primer, I mean, it kind of makes it, I feel like it makes it more slippery, slidey, and like wants to move and come off more.
For me, I always think it's easier to build a castle on sand that's not sinking, and putting product on top of product on top of product for me has never worked. So I do moisturizer, concealers, a little bit of spray foundation, and then powder where I need it. And then I'm good to go. I don't really powder my whole face. And then when I take it off, I take a hot washcloth and put it, I flick off the glitter with like tuck tape or my hands. And then I take the hot washcloth, put it on my face, rub it all around. And then I do some Abilene on top of where I need it there. Then I get in the shower, I use Dove soap, and then I get it all off. And then if I have any left, I use Neutrogena wipes on around my eyes for like the stuff that's still sticking. And the hot water melts the glue.
Yeah.
And then I moisturize again, and that's it. That's all I do.
That is pretty much exactly my skin, my makeup removal technique. I don't, girl, there are some girls out there who use those Neutrogena makeup wipes over their whole face.
I used to be one of those girls.
That shit burns me.
Yeah, it's very drying to do that. There's drying agents in it.
Albaline, their catchphrase is, takes the makeup off but keeps the moisture in. Yep. And it's true, it does. It sort of is like, it's almost Vaseline-y, but it has like more things in it that makes it smoother.
And it
you
also...
You rub that all over, mm-hmm. and then you wipe it away with a paper towel or a towel if you want to ruin the towels in a hotel.
Yeah. And it also takes off the stickiness of any tuck tape or any tape around your eyes or wig line. Abilene breaks down the adhesive. So it's a double-use product, and you can use it to get fucked or fisted, because that's what Raheem and a bunch of the other guys use too.
Yeah, you can do that.
And Dipper just nodded enthusiastically.
Well, we have a mom announcement. Last Ooh. Week, we teased it just a little, but we are so excited to announce Hall and Closet is back for season 3.
Our girls, Heidi and Jada, they're back in the studio, and they're coming back with weekly episodes, a new look, a new vibe, and that same drag queen nonsense.
So if you're on Mom Plus Gold, you not only already know this, but you may have already watched the premiere episode of season 3 featuring special guest Willem.
Queerty Award winner, wow. Willem. So Hall and Closet will come out every Thursday on Mom Plus Gold, and the following week will be made available in full for free on the Mom Podcast YouTube channel as well. So, you know, this is how we make good products. We pay people and pay good talent to come in and make them. So if you want to see it early, you can pay for Mom Plus Gold, and we'd love to have you there. And if you need to wait to watch it for free on Mom Podcast YouTube channel, you can do it there as well. And we're so happy to have Heidi and Jada back entertaining all of the mom people and the world.
Yes, so head on over to mompodcasts.plus and sign up for the Patreon now. The girls are waiting for you. Mm-hmm. And we want to thank you so much for listening to this episode of Hot Goss.
Hot Goss, the girls are waiting. Not to be that girl, but come on now. The last few weeks, our mail person has had a light load. Stop being complacent. Send us an email. Send us a question or a insult masquerading as a question. We love those. send us some pictures, send us some queries, some quandaries, whatever you want, whatever you've been burning and yearning to ask the dolls. If you've been listening to us for years and have never written in, do it. Even just to tell us how wonderful we are. We want to hear from you. Spring is coming up, Easter, Lent, April showers, getting ready for Pride, relationship Christmas. Questions, kissy Christmases, roommate problems, advice for baby queens. We're here to help you. We want to help you. We are your mom.
We want to hear your letters. So if you haven't done it, Now's your chance.
And remember, please take a moment to rate and review our show on your podcast app.
And a shout out to all of our Mom Plus Gold subscribers out there who are listening to this episode ad-free behind the good pussy paywall.
And to sign up for Mom Plus and Mom Plus Gold, visit mompodcast.plus.
Follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcasts.
Stay safe out there, everyone.
And we'll be back next week with another steaming piping, burping, scalding, serving on. M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
To get access to our monthly video episodes and tons of bonus content, sign up for Mom Plus Gold at mompodcasts.plus.
Hosted by Alaskan Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Alaska, Big Dipper, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Who, me?
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.